Hello, everybody. I am your host, Ben Weber, and welcome to the first episode of the X Podcast. This podcast isn't meant to be about me, but rather the artists that I'm interviewing, hence the name, the X Podcast. The idea behind this podcast is to kind of give artists a platform to share their story so that we can relate to their art more and get to know a little bit about them. I'm joined by Ashton Combs in this first episode. Great guy. Go check out his new single. You're hearing it right now. That'll be linked in the description down below. And while you're at it, if you like this podcast, make sure and drop us a follow. Maybe even give us a 5-star review. It helps us more than you would even know. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I can't wait for you to listen to this first episode. It's got some great stuff in it. Today, I'm joined by Ashton Combs. What are your credentials, man? What do you do?
Man, so I'm an artist, producer, songwriter. I've worked with various artists such as Lil Wayne, Trey Songz, Jacob Lattimore, the reggae artist, Dancehall King, Legend, Sean Paul, Tory Lanez. You know what I'm saying?
So that's quite the impressive resume, man.
No, like, I appreciate it.
That's
man.
Crazy.
God that's is good. You know
absolutely,
what I'm
absolutely. Well, today we're gonna start off with a tough question. You know, one that's gonna really, you know, make you think. What is your favorite fast food restaurant? Like, what's your go to order, man? Like, you know, if you're just driving around, like maybe late on a you know Saturday night,
man. Food, what you know what they say, man. You never really appreciate home until you leave. So, like. I'm on this De Leon's kick Ooh. Right now, man. Like, oh my God. Like,
and they're open late. That's a big thing.
Yes. Open all the time. You know what I mean? So
it's like 12 and like, man, I want a taco right now.
Right.
They can hook you up.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Nah. So yeah, that's what I'm on, man. De Leon's and cream cheese pizza.
There you go. Cream cheese pizza.
Yes.
That's good. Where do you get it? Where's your favorite pizza spot?
Ramos.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
sure.
Personally, I like Paisano's downtown on O Street. They got some good stuff.
Or actually, we should I don't go after O Street, this.
But Paisano. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Man. Let's do it. Yeah, I love it.
Let's go.
That's great. So you're into music. You're a songwriter, a producer. You know, you've written songs for some crazy names. Kind of, what got you into it? How did you start? You know, what was like the inception? You know, when did you first realize that you wanted to do music?
Okay. Well, that's a tough question because I've always wanted to do music. There's this old movie that I was watching. I remember I was like 4 or 5 and it really stuck with me. It's called The 5 Heartbeats.
Yeah.
And the message and then vibe and the soundtrack of the music really caught me at an early age. And I was like, man, I really want to do music. So I've always wanted to do music. I've always been in music growing up in church. You know what I'm saying? Like just being around great musicians. It's just, that's what inspired me.
Absolutely. That's such a cool story. For me personally, I do photography. And the first time that I really got into it was when I discovered Instagram. And I would go through and I found this app on the App Store one night, downloaded it on my phone, and I'd just gotten my brand new iPhone 4S. I was like the coolest kid on the block. I had like a brand new phone, the newest one.
Yeah.
And so I started taking pictures and I would edit them in Instagram, and I just found it fascinating that you could, you know, like edit. I never thought that I could edit photos. So it's interesting. And I think for me, like I was definitely inspired by, you know, watching movies and stuff like that.
Right.
And other people's art, you know, I saw that and I really always gravitated towards story and stuff like that.
That's dope.
Absolutely. So what, you know, I've heard a little bit about your story. So what, you know, what has been your hustle? When have been some moments that you've really just like, you know, I heard that you know, in high school and even younger than that were, you know, bringing, you know, demos to school and doing stuff like that and really hustling. So like what was kind of the biggest hustle and what are some good hustle stories you have?
Man, one of my biggest hustles was realizing that my dreams is on me. So I realized that at an early age, man. Sorry, man, just trying to check this connection, man.
We're going live right now.
Yeah, on Instagram, man. Got to connect to the people who support me.
Absolutely.
Nah, but I realized that at an early age that my life, my dreams, my trials, my journey was on me. Mm. So I took the time to do my research and hone my craft. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know, so that's just one of the things that really stuck out to me, man. And my parents always instilled in me the spirit to do your best and to break the process down, because everything is a process. So
yeah.
You know, no journey comes without uphill battles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in order to overcome those uphill battles, you have to learn how to break the process down and learn what works for you, because not everybody has the same journey, even though they might be trying to accomplish the same thing.
Absolutely. So how did you break that process down? And do you still kind of use that same theory today in your work?
Man, I learned from the ones who came before me, man. Like, just doing my research about, you know, Russell Simmons and Berry Gordy over at Motown, and how they started and how they developed artists, and even the artists that I looked up to, just researching their journey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there's just certain things across the board that, like, you're not gonna skip in the process.
Yeah. So for me, I learned everything that I know from the internet, from YouTube videos. I learned how to use a camera through that. But I mean, growing up, I feel like, you know, maybe you didn't have as many resources as I did. So how did you teach yourself? Like, how did you get it? You know, because I mean, that takes even more hustle.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 18. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm 30.
Yeah.
Right.
So you kind of came up in a completely different era.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's so much easier for us to get, like, my age to get on Instagram and or, you know, YouTube and look up all the questions we have.
Right.
But, you know, when you got to go talk to somebody, you don't have a phone in your pocket with access to, you know, all the knowledge in the world. How did you learn?
Man. I think with the lack of technology back then, it made me use my imagination that much more.
Oh, yeah, that's totally. Yeah, because you're not influenced by
anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the only time we got a chance to get a glimpse of famous people, or, you know, people in the entertainment business, life was only on TV, only when they allowed us to have those glimpses and moments. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it made me just be a little bit more creative. Not saying that people aren't creative now,
because
I'm with the wave. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I support the generation and in a way admire y'all for the stuff that you guys have accomplished and the way that your perspective on life is. But back then, like, man, like J. Cole said, it was really just a dollar and a dream, man. Like, it was really, I couldn't slide in nobody's DMs talking about check my music. Like, I had, people had to go stand out in front of the radio stations and record labels. And, you know, of course, being from Lincoln, Nebraska, back then there was none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's kind of realizing that, you know, that you play a hand in building the legacy of where you come from, just like Snoop Dogg had to put on Long Beach, just like, you know, other various artists had to put on areas where they come from. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying?
So,
you know, that was one of the things that kind of like just inspired my hustle
that were,
to,
you know, like, go of you kind of sitting outside of somewhere or like hustling like that, or, you know, like, what's something like that you did to try and break in?
Oh, man. What I used to do is I used to, because I mean, you know, we still had the internet and stuff, but what I used to do, I used to look up record labels' phone numbers and just call.
That's awesome. Did you ever get any responses? Or?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget, man. I'll tell you a fun Lincoln, Nebraska fact.
Absolutely.
Beyonce has cousins and family here.
Wow.
And I'm not going to say their name, but
yeah,
I know them.
Absolutely.
And I learned from an early age that you have to use your resources.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're not using your resources, what are you doing? You know, you're not really doing nothing. So use your resources. So I reached out because they're family friends. I was 14 at the time, got a chance to send my demo to Beyonce's dad and get feedback.
Wow.
And he hated it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it showed me that I can get to those people.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. I love that that's your takeaway from that, and that your takeaway wasn't, oh, my stuff's bad. I think a lot of people get discouraged when they put their stuff out there for the first time and they get like punched in the mouth.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, in my opinion, I think that's part of the process. I think you have to, you know, you have to take some L's, and I think taking, you know, failing can be a good thing sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you can take that experience and say, hey, here's what I did this time and here's what didn't work. How can I apply it to a different situation?
Right. And you know, man, like, failure and success to me are two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Because failure is a part of the success process.
Exactly. Yep. 100%. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So on that note, what has been like one of your biggest failures, or something that you wish you could do again, but you maybe took away like a lesson or something that you could learn from it and apply to something else? Like, you know, does that make sense?
One of my biggest failures.
Yeah, or something, you know, that you...
Well, I wouldn't say I have the biggest failures, but I get the sentiment of the question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember that I had got an internship with Ryan Leslie. You know who Ryan Leslie is?
I do not know.
Oh, man. You need to look him up. He's an incredible musician.
Absolutely.
He's done a lot in the music industry. But anywho, this was around like 2009, 2010... era.
Yep.
I was 21 at the time, and his assistant sent me a list of promoters to reach out to, and so for whatever reason I ended up getting fired from the position because I didn't handle certain things correctly. But at that age, at first it kind of had me down, but then another opportunity came up that really catapulted my career.
Yeah.
And that's for the first time when I started realizing that sometimes missed opportunities are ways for God to set you up for what's really your opportunity.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes you want to kind of tell God what his plan is and say,
right,
hey, like, you know, this is what your outcome of this situation,
right,
is supposed to be for me, right?
Right.
And you get that in your mind and you're so convinced that this is why you're here. But, you know, again, God looks at your plans and what you think, you know, and he kind of laughs at it and says, oh, just kidding. Like, this is still part of the process.
Exactly.
But it's completely different results going to come out of it.
Exactly,
you know?
Man. And every opportunity is not for you.
Yeah.
You know, so don't try and force opportunities, because if you try to force an opportunity, it's not going to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You got to. We can curse on here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You got to fuck with people who fuck with you.
Yeah.
That's the rule of the game. Fuck with people who fuck with you.
Yeah. No, I totally appreciate that. That's super cool, man. What are you passionate about now? What are you exploring? You know, like, what's something that, you know, it doesn't have to be related to music, but what's,
right,
something that you're kind of just exploring and passionate about right,
man,
now?
Man, I'm passionate about life. I'm passionate about realizing that this is my moment. This is my opportunity. I only get one life, man. Mm-hmm. Only get one life. We only have one life. There's no rewind button. There's no on demand. There's none of that with life. So I'm focused on being the best man, the best influencer,
yeah,
the best musician, the best person I can be. I just want to be well-rounded.
Absolutely. So I guess a question for me, something that I'm going through right now, is I'm trying to figure out.
Come in a little bit more,
sure,
so they can see you, man. That's the people.
Yeah. So how do you balance hustle with, you know, keeping people around you and family? Like, how do you balance those two things? Because sometimes, you know, like, especially to make it in today's industry, you know, if you're just starting out, you have to hustle pretty much 24/7. But I know for me especially, it's important that I keep family close.
Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
That I keep family close and friends, and sometimes I want to, you know, maybe work on a video, but at the same time, I know that, you know, I want to, you know, invest in friendships and opportunities. So how,
right,
do you balance that? You know,
honestly, it's tedious and difficult at times, and it's challenging. But at the same time, when you start realizing, especially with music, that living your life is a part of the musical experience. If you don't live life, you have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
If you don't live life, your music is going to suck, because,
absolutely,
you are not finding the content. You are not living the experiences to produce the content that you need to produce.
Yeah. It's like living, you know, living stories so that you can tell them in your art.
Right. Right,
yeah,
right. Because people want to know about you, man. People, yep, want to know about what you going on, man. People really listen to music to gain knowledge and information and a different perspective.
Yeah, and I think sometimes also to relate to somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
That somebody else is going through the same struggle.
100%.
Has made it through already, or, you know.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you were starting out, you know, if you could give advice to your, I don't know, I mean, 18-year-old self, 16-year-old self, what, or, you know, maybe some of the people out there, what would you tell them, or yourself at that age?
keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Those moments where I felt down, those moments where people were telling me, oh, you from Lincoln, Nebraska, you're not going to do it, because there's a lot of crabs in the barrel, man.
Yeah.
A lot of crabs in the barrel, man. There's a lot of people that see when you're spiritually divine and when you're in tune, even when you're not really cognizant of how in tune you are with energy and the law of attraction and manifesting your own destiny, mm-hmm. you have to understand that the evil forces know who you are too.
Yeah.
So when you're on this earth, the evil forces put people in place to be roadblocks.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And not only say they put people in place, God allows evil forces to be put in place. But once you understand that those roadblocks, quote unquote haters, quote unquote people who tell you that you never make it, or why don't you just get a real job, you know what I'm saying, or your dream's not gonna make you money, people who just spit negativity, those are tests, those are trials, those are ways that God is sharpening you so that way you can become who you need to become, so you can be prepared for the position that he's about to put you in.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely. It's kind of what we were talking about before with, you know, maybe an opportunity or a failure kind of has a different meaning or plan, you know, like sometimes those roadblocks can help you learn how to overcome an obstacle. And, and again, you get to apply that in something else in a different situation that,
you
know, maybe you wouldn't have had those tools before, you know?
Right.
And yeah, so.
Quick question before we continue. Do you have a phone charger?
I don't have one on me. I can go grab one if you want.
For sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me go grab that.
All right, cool.
We'll be right back. What accomplishment in your career are you most proud of? What's like, you know, at this point, your crowning achievement, something that you would tell people about, you know, or maybe you wouldn't usually tell people about, but I'm giving you an opportunity to.
No. I have no problem tooting my own horn at times, man. Yeah. My greatest accomplishment that I'm proud of, I got two. I got two accomplishments that I'm very, very proud of and that are my biggest. One is writing the single for my boy, Kevin Ross. The Don't Go joint. It was an amazing opportunity. I appreciate him for trusting in me and, you know, seeing the vision of the record. We were college roommates at Berklee College of Music, and just seeing his growth and being there from the beginning and, you know, him seeing my growth and us having a moment to where it's like, damn, bro, we on the radio.
Yeah, that's got to be crazy.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Realization of the hard work.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So the second accomplishment that I'm very, very proud of is writing the record for Sean Paul and Tory Lanez, man, and getting in the car and turning on the radio to one of the biggest radio stations in the country for urban music, which is Hot 107.9, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And hearing your song being played, and like, man, like that is an accomplishment that I would never ever take for granted, and I will always give God the praise for that, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's got to be such like a cool moment, like, you know, just especially for yourself, like, you know, I mean, maybe something that it's so personal because maybe something, you know, other people, you know, they think is cool, but maybe don't just appreciate that you do. And like, that's got to be such a personal and cool thing to have. Like, what was the first time that you heard any of your songs on the radio?
The first time? Well, yeah, it's crazy too. I wrote this song for this soul artist named Noel Gordine.
Mm.
And I was moving to Atlanta. I was actually in Atlanta. I was getting my apartment together. I was with my parents and my now fiance. She was my girlfriend at the time. We were in the mall. And we were buying stuff in my apartment, man. And heard the song come on the radio in the mall.
Wow. Oh, in the mall?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a way cooler story than I even expected.
Yeah, it was a record called Young Love, man.
And that's like, especially at that point in your life, you know, you're moving on to bigger and better things, you know.
Right.
Like such like a, it's gotta be an affirmation of you're going in the right direction.
Oh, you know? For sure, man. For sure.
Because I know a lot of times as artists on the come up, like it's really, you're just trusting yourself, you know. Obviously, right. When you make it, people are like, oh yeah, I'm glad, you know, he should have done this the whole time because he had potential. But when you might be the only one who sees the potential in yourself, like, you know, that's got to be such a huge affirmation to have somebody can say, oh, I did this, like, this helped.
Man, and another accomplishment, man, I have to say it, man, because I graduated from Berklee College of Music, came back home for 2 years, and I was working for the school system. I was a para at Color Middle School.
Wow.
And this is like 2011.
Yep.
So what I used to do is I used to drive down to Atlanta, 18 hours.
Wow.
On like a spring break or whatever, or anytime I could, I would crash on my boy Kevin Ross's couch and we would just create.
Wow.
And one of the songs that we created, Lil Wayne and Trey Songz hopped on.
Oh my goodness. That's got to, like, the hustle, the amount of hustle.
Yeah.
Like, that it pays off. You know what I mean?
And I did that still being in Nebraska.
Wow.
You feel me?
18-hour drive. Was that there and back?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like the definition of hustle. Like,
appreciate it.
You know
man.
What I mean? Like, that's, I cannot respect that anymore. Like, you know, you said you're a para at Kohler Middle School here in Lincoln. You know, how important is it to you to come back to Lincoln and, you know, build a culture of artists and help young artists?
Man, it's extremely important because there's so much talent here in Nebraska, man, that I kind of feel like people don't really tap into because around here, the possibility of quote unquote making it is not in your face.
Yeah.
As much as it is in other areas, especially in the arts, man. Like, we already know that, and you know, I'm not hating, whatever you do, whatever your passion is, do it. But with the university being so big here, we get it. You know what I'm saying? You can go to the pros in sports. We get it. You know what I mean? Like, if you run behind a ball or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. If absolutely. You can run fast, yeah. And that's all good and that's all love. But there is a niche of people here who really love doing music and who really want to make it a career that needs to be tapped into, man. And that's why I come back and I host my music camp.
Yeah.
Inspired to Dream Music Camp. And what I do is I with the support of my brother Brandon McWilliams and his organization, we partner and we bring a host musician who's either been on the music charts or is just in the music game in general. Like, we brought in Needles, who's a big time producer. He's produced for Bruno Mars and he's produced for 50 Cent and
wow,
he just got that he just got that placement with Cardi B and Kehlani, the ring 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 ring.
Yeah.
So that year at that camp that he came, he played the demo with Kehlani's voice on it.
Wow.
Before it even came out for the kids.
That's pretty
special. And now
it's
a chart-topping record, man. So I love Needles for that, man. Like, Needles will always be my big bro, man, for that, because he allowed his presence and his accomplishments to be a way that I could give back and inspire people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man. It's important, man. It's important. Like, that same year, I called up Khalid's manager, Courtney Stewart. I called him up and just told him to, like, on speakerphone, I was like, bro, I know this is last minute, but I'm at this camp. And he talked to him for like 10 minutes.
That's crazy. I mean, and that just speaks to, again, like, that hustle, like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, getting that and making stuff happen. And that's super cool to hear. I mean, I think one cool thing about Lincoln is that there's so many people, like, investing in young artists. I mean, look at the space we're in right now. Literally, it's the Bay. Like, this whole room is meant for young creatives to come in, and there's people here who can help them learn and make, like, really cool projects. And and you know, you and you know, Inspire to Dream and everything. Like, that's there. I'm so glad that we're pouring into young artists, because I mean, you know, I think it's really gonna pay off in the next 10 to 20 years, because these guys are gonna go and they're gonna, you know, they're going to make it. They're going to hustle a few of them and get out there. And then they're going to come back and start building this culture. And it's not going to happen overnight. But I think in the next, you know, again, 20 to 30 years, we're going to have, you know, Lincoln or Nebraska is going to be a little bit more on the map. And especially with the internet, I mean, it gives somebody, you know, in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska, the ability to put their songs out there, put them on SoundCloud, Spotify. Like, you can get just as many streams. Like, my friend Noah Flourish, I mean, he's just a student here at UNL, and he put his first song out, got picked up on a Spotify playlist, and already has 225,000 streams. And it's just like, you know,
I need to meet him.
Absolutely. I can hook you guys up. But yeah, he's a great guy. And, it just, you know, like that opportunity has never been here before. And I think that's something that maybe, you know, especially my generation growing up in a generation where technology has always been present. Like for the majority of my life, I've had a cell phone. And if not, I was easily able to connect to the internet. You know, like we just lack that perspective of knowing, oh, like, it was so much harder back then. Like, I bet if I had grown up in, you know, like the same time you grew up,
just
I came and saw myself
a few years earlier. That's the crazy thing about it. Like, because when we were coming up, the internet had just really been like a thing. Emailing people was just a thing, like MySpace. So it's like my generation, we really are kind of like the OGs now, because we understand the importance of technology, but we also remember a time to where nobody had to know a damn thing about what you were doing.
Yeah, it's all about perspective.
You know what I mean?
That's so cool.
So that's what's up, man. I'm with the wave, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's see. I kind of went through most of these. Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you that maybe any kind of cool stories or anything you want to drop on here or any?
Yeah, for sure. First off, let me say this, that I want to connect with as many dope, talented artists from my city, my state, as I can. So please hit me up. My Instagram is at the real Ashton Combs. My Twitter is The Real Ashton Combs. Hit me up and let's network and let's build, man.
Absolutely. I mean, and literally this is a testament to that. Like, you know, I met you at the good old Hakeem meetup.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, and where can people find your stuff? What are you working on? You know, like, plug your stuff.
Man, I just released a single called Dangerous Man, and it's on all major platforms. Over the weekend, I released it Friday. By Monday, I was at over 1,800 streams, which is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Just dropping something with no promotion. It's just, it's being carried because of the song that it is. It's just a, it's a great song.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It can transcend generations. It can transcend ethnic backgrounds. It can transcend lifestyles. It's just one of those records that it's a barbecue joint. It's a cookout joint.
Yeah. So with, you know, platforms like Spotify and iTunes being more accessible now and, you know, being able to get your work out there easier, do you think that that makes it harder for people to break in or easier? Because, you know, since there are people, more people have an opportunity, the better ones rise to the top, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's twofold, man. First off, the entertainment, from sports down to music down to whatever, it's always a money game. It's always about paying for visibility in those slots.
Well, I mean, it's just day trading attention, really. I mean, attention is the valuable, is the asset. You know what I mean? If you got people listening to
this
your music.
This guy here, that's...
I mean, if you got people listening to your music, watching your videos,
day trading attention.
I sold that for my boy Gary Vaynerchuk, so...
Oh, man, you know. I thought it was you.
Nah, all right, I wish.
But Gary is dope, though.
Yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's got it down, but...
For real.
It definitely helps me out with that perspective. But yeah, like, you know, attention is really what you're trying to get. And, you know, I mean, you can be making the greatest art. And for some people, they don't, you know, need the attention. But, I mean, if you want to go big, if you want to get big plays and,
and you
know, work with cool artists, a lot of times you just need attention.
You got to, man. You got to put yourself in position, man. Yeah. Like, this is not a game for the faint and weak and hearted, man. This is everybody's not going to like your music. Everybody's not going to like you.
How do you deal with that? When you get that criticism, what is your thought process? Do you kind of just let it roll off your back? Or
it's amazing. It's amazing because I always think that it's important to, like I said before, fuck with people who fuck with you. So if they don't like your music, cool. that means that they are not your fan base. That means that it's a weeding out process, mm-hmm. that you are now finding out who really understands your vision, who really digs you as an artist, and that's fine. You have to understand that when it comes to music and art, it's perspective.
And I think that really, it shows how, you know, mature you are, in the sense that some people might take it personally, like it's a mm-hmm. personal attack.
Yeah.
Because, you know, art is something that you pour a lot of yourself into, and like you're saying, it's your story and it's your experiences. But a lot of the time, you know, you have to be able to separate that. Like, you can let it, you know, sting for a little bit in the short term, but being able to say, you know, just move past it and realize, you know, that's not what I need to focus on.
And also, too, you got to keep it real with yourself. Like,
yeah.
if someone says they don't like your music, is their reason valid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it really dope?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really great?
Yeah.
That's what I like about this movement that we're in right now with the streaming. It's two things I like about it the most. One, you can really find and target in on your niche.
Yeah.
Those people who really, really rock with you.
Yep.
And two, it is allowing and making people step their game up.
Yeah.
Because there's so much great music out here that if you are not competing, no one's gonna care.
Yep.
No one's gonna care. So like you said, man, this is day trading attention. So one of those ways that you get people's attention is having great content and having talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Off the rip.
So who are some people that you are watching who you think have talent who haven't maybe blown up yet, but you think might, you know, in the next few years here, we're going to hear their name? I mean, I got to put one in. Obviously, my boy Hakeem. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, that's my guy. That's a little bro, man. Grace Lundy, she's dope. I'm naming all Nebraska artists, by the way. That's what I'm focused on. Like, if you're not a Nebraska artist, I'm sorry, I'm not mentioning your name right now. That's it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I would say. You know what I'm saying? Those two right there. And of course, myself.
There you go.
You know what I mean? First and foremost. So,
yeah.
You know, it's time to level up, man. And it's time to really show the world what we got here, man. Because we have amazing talent.
Yep.
And, you know, please, again, reach out to me, man. Hit me up at The Real Ashton Combs. That's my IG, Twitter, Real Ashton Combs.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
I super appreciate that you're so open and willing to take time to reach out and talk to people. Like,
got to.
Again, it just speaks to how, you know, passionate you are about giving back and, you know, really building a community of artists here in Lincoln. Like, just totally respect that hustle. And I really, you know, again, like, thanks for even taking time out of your schedule to come and hang out with me,
man,
for a little bit.
Thank you, bro.
And do this. So, like, but yeah, I mean, is there any, I think we're kind of getting to a good place to stop here, a good place to end, but like,
yeah.
Is there anything else you want to get on here? I mean, anything else?
Go check out my single, Dangerous.
Do it. I've listened to it. It's freaking amazing. It's
good. They're about to listen to it right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are, right?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
heard it at the beginning of the podcast, actually the intro, and I'll outro it as well. So right after this, you'll hear it too. Go check it out on Spotify and iTunes, I'd assume.
Yep.
Awesome.
On all major platforms, man. And again, hit me up on my Instagram and Twitter. Let's go.
Awesome. That'll all be linked in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on this
episode.
No
problem, bro.
This
you
is
already
start
know,
big.
Man. Let's go.
I'm glad that we had such a great first guest, and I'm really excited to kind of check this out. You know, obviously, I'm still recording right now, but I think we got some really great stuff on here. Got some fire content. So thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time. And,
man, no problem.
Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, for sure. Peace.